Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach!
Oh, yeah, there he is. With over 16 years as being the guy for BECU, Senior Manager of Business Development. That's a pretty good thing. Plus, he's just, over 25 years of financial experience. Todd, good to have you back, buddy.
Thanks, BJ. Good morning.
Good morning. And don't forget, man, BECU is a great credit union where basically it is just like a bank, except that everybody who is a BECU, who's a member, is also kind of an owner, really. And therefore, all the profits get turned back into the people that are banking at BECU. That's what's so great about a credit union. Check them out at BECU.org. If you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, boom, you're in. Just like that.
Boom.
And Todd will answer any question you got. And 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Todd, we got to start off with a text message. This person, actually, this is a Facebook message. My credit union offered me a chance to do an IRA, money market, or CD account. I have about $5,000 in savings. Should I take them up on these offers? From Joe in Port Orchard.
Well, the problem with a money market or CD, those are short term. You're not going to make a whole lot of interest on those. If it's an IRA, I would, depending on your timeline, like me and BJ, maybe might be appealing because we're not that far away. But
yeah.
But if you have time on your side, you're not going to want a money market or a CD. So you're going to have to go with the uninsured side of the credit union or another investment company. So similar to, you could open up an IRA. Most credit unions do have a financial advisory side of the house as well. So that would be my question to them is, do they have a financial advisors that you could talk to? And these are going to be uninsured accounts, but you're going to potentially make a lot more money in the long run.
Hey, Todd, are you sweeping, cooking, you doing anything around the house over there? We're not interrupting anything, are we?
I don't think so. Do you hear a backdoor noise?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I felt like you were moving stuff around.
I thought he was shuffling some cards.
Oh, that's what it was. are you working as a dealer now in Vegas? What's happening?
my side job, yeah.
I tells you what to do with the money, and then he spent it.
And you know what? Thanks for bringing that up, by the way. I mean, because I turned the big 6-0 this year, and Todd's right, man. It's a whole different world for me. It's like I can't, like, everything was about long-term investments. Get those IRAs going. Get everything you can. And now it's like, well, are you sure you really want to do that? And, getting a 30-year-old loan on a house is maybe not the good idea for a guy like me, because am I going to be around for 30 years?
If you're not, then it's someone else's problem, like your daughter.
Oh, that's what it is. It is interesting, Todd, as your whole life, pretty much, you and I have been told, yeah, it's a long-term plan, and now you got to start thinking about, like, your investments and what percentage you put in stocks, what percentage you put in bonds, or whatever else, and it's, what age do you start worrying about that kind of thing, or does it gradually happen? Like, in your 30s, you got a percentage, in your 40s, you do that percentage switch, because a lot of us have 401ks, and we know we're supposed to pick stuff, but I mean, I don't know how often we're supposed to change those allocations.
Well, there are, I mean, if you don't know how to do it, obviously you could reach out to somebody, but there are age-based funds out there, BJ. So you could, they call them target date funds.
Oh.
And what they do is they get more, they rebalance for you and get more conservative as you get older. So in your 20s, you're probably going to have almost everything in the stock market.
Do it, Vicky!
You get in.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Then as you get older, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, it starts to get a little bit more conservative. But BJ, you're always going to have some money in the stock market because you need that for growth, or you will most likely outlive your savings.
Yeah, so that and that is a that is an interesting point because I always thought, hey, once I retire, I don't need to worry about saving anymore. I just take all that money and live off of it. And I've come to find out that ain't what you're supposed to do.
No, so you will always have some money in the stock market, no matter what.
Yes, Steve,
you'll need that.
I'm glad we're helping out the old 60-year-old man.
Yeah, well, you know what? You'll be 60 someday.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sure. A 35-year-old listener is like, great. I'll worry about this in 25 years.
Well, there is, but there is that. You know, I thought when I was that young that I would just set it and forget it.
Right.
And you actually do have to make some alterations as you go from your 30s, 40s, 50s. Like you do have to not just set it and forget it.
Here's an interesting question. I'm not sure if this is a hypothetical question or this really happened. They said, if my wife passed away last December and I got a stimulus check for her, do I have to pay it back during tax season?
Ooh,
You should say. Should send it back now. If I've had that happen, I've heard that happen to a few other people. With the first stimulus payments that went out, they made some errors and sent it to deceased people. So I would just send that back to the IRS right now, and you'll be done with it. So
oh, because they will find out, Todd. There's no way I can go out and buy some new stuff with that.
I mean, who knows, right? It's just the right thing to do.
Dang it! Why, Todd? Why am I going to do the right thing?
Can we just prop up somebody like a Weekend at Bernie's thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
I'm not dead yet.
All right, well.
Safest thing is just to send it back now.
So. Yeah. Sorry to hear about your wife.
Yeah, that's obviously, yeah. That's definitely some sad news. But why do we have to talk to Todd? Todd always tells us to do the legal things.
Well, that's what he's here for. It's not like Uncle Vito's financial helper guy.
Yeah, we have to find segment, Uncle Vito.
Although that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Wait, we should do two segments. We'll have Todd tell us the legal way to do your money, and then we'll get Uncle Vito in the next segment. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. Don't forget, man, you want to do your banking at BECU, all you got to do is live, work, or attend school here in Washington State. You are eligible.
I feel like, first of all, we got someone that has something nice to say about you, Todd. So it says, and it seems like credit always comes up during this segment. A few years ago, this person said my credit was at a 430. I listened to your advice. I got all of my credit cards below a third and became more responsible. And yesterday, my score was 741.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's well done. That's a hell of an achievement.
And then this person says, I'm a BECU member with good credit and very little, if any, debt. But my 24-year-old daughter is rated about 635 credit score and trying to up her score. What's the best, most efficient way that I can help her boost her score? For example, have her sign up for credit cards, co-sign for it, or add her to one of my cards, have her get secured credit cards, something else. Thanks, rock on.
Maybe Uncle Vito. He should send him to Uncle Vito. Hey, Todd, that's always a big question because I ran into that with Joe. I thought Joe would be in great shape because he had a credit card and he was doing all the right things. But then we could not get the best deal with a car loan unless I co-signed because his FICO just wasn't good enough just with the credit card action. So what's the next step for a young person?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So did you co-sign a credit card?
I co-signed the car loan. Yeah. So that's okay. What I did, because that was the only way.
He had a credit card to begin with though, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's the first step is what I did with my daughters is I opened a credit card in their name, but I was on the account. I could monitor it within my online banking. So I could coach them and see where spending was going, making sure everything was paid. So that's the first step. Second step, if you wanted to, you could do what's called a shared secured loan at BECU anyway, where you put up like $200, $300 into an account, and then you'll make payments of 10, 12 bucks a month or whatever it is over a 1 or 2 year period. And the benefit of that, it just gets reported on the bureaus like an installment loan, is what a car loan would be. So that would be the second step. But I for my kids, it was enough. They had a small student loan, which helped, honestly, and the credit card, and they were off on their own.
All it takes is a couple hundred dollars, though, for that shared secure loan after you do the credit card first step. Just throw a couple hundred dollars in there, pay 10 bucks a month with that secured loan, and that helps, too.
It gets reported on the bureaus as an installment loan, which is a different type of credit, similar to the auto loan, like you mentioned, BJ.
And Todd, are there any plans at all to redo that system? It makes no sense to me that a person with no negative credit history doesn't get better, basically doesn't get better credit for what they've got going on. I find it so horrible that nobody's given a chance, you know, like they have a low credit score, even though they've done everything right by other standards of life.
Yeah, I mean they are working on some things, BJ. For example, if you rent, you don't get credit for that, right? You don't get credit for making payments. If you pay your utility bills on time, your cell phone bills, none of that's getting reported today. But I think it's something that the people are trying to work on. And there are companies out there that claim that they can report that for you, but I haven't seen that yet. They're also, we just have to be careful. Companies and different are getting more attuned to social media, honestly, in trying to factor that into your character, if you will, on how you behave. So we'll have to see if that comes to fruition. I'm sure there's a lot of privacy issues and different things that go along with that.
So I should delete all my shirtless selfie Sunday tweets.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean,
the IRS is probably watching you, Steve, just to make sure you're returning that money. So.
Great. Now
that does suck, because I've seen people on social media post pictures of them doing activities that you go, all right, you do not look like you're very responsible. And the fact that that could actually have an impact on your financial life, just like the pictures or tweets you put out there. Wow.
We'll see. I mean, there's just been talk about that. But again, I think there's probably a lot of privacy issues that go with that.
I'm blocking the IRS on my Twitter right now.
Good call, Steve.
Yep, they will not be able to see my tweets. Uncle Sam, goodbye.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And if you don't get your questions answered, you can always go to KISW.com. Go to the webpage, scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. He and I are there. Click on that, and you can email him. Todd always answers any questions he can for you. He's glad to do it.
So I want to know, I've been thinking of filing bankruptcy. Is this a good idea, and do I need a lawyer, or can I do it without one?
That's a good question. I suppose you could. I guess I would need to know a little bit more on why you want to file bankruptcy. So what I would recommend is that you reach out to the National Foundation for Credit Counselors. That's nfcc.org. They have free bankruptcy counseling available to you. These are all nonprofit accredited agencies, so they can walk you through that process to see if bankruptcy the right thing for you. And if that decision is, then they can help you through that process and direct you to an attorney if you need one. So I would reach out to nfcc.org.
Todd, what's a good litmus test for someone to at least consider getting that evaluation? You know what I mean? Because, go to that website you talked about. But, you know, what's the canary in the coal mine for people financially where they can go, man, I wonder if I'm ever going to be able to pay off this debt. How many months in a row or years in a row does somebody have to be basically not making any headway before they realize maybe I should go talk to a professional to see if bankruptcy is the right thing?
I guess if you feel like you're upside down and you're drowning and you're having a hard time even staying on top of minimum payments, I would reach out to the credit counseling agencies now, right away. I mean, I wouldn't wait more than a month or two, honestly. If you're not able to save more than you bring in, just a little bit, if you're not able to save anything, that means we have a problem that if we can't, that we need to take care of and we need to address either by reducing our debt or figuring out ways to make more money.
We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU, and Todd, as usual, man, our time is done. But man, I appreciate all the good advice you give us. And if you didn't get through on the phone lines, just go to KISW.com, scroll down, and you'll see that banner with Todd and I, and Todd will answer all the questions you have. Todd, man, we will talk to you next time, brother.
Thanks, BJ. Appreciate it. Take care.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.